And good morning. It is time now for Take 5 for your community on WAMW. This is the portion of the morning show that we take out and talk about some area things that are going on that may be of interest to you. We're sponsored this morning by the Emerald Place and by Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And happy to welcome into the studio Miss Jill Campbell this morning. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
You're with Davies Community Hospital, and we're here to talk about the monthly health screenings that you guys have going on. Tell me how this got started.
Well, we've been doing it for several years. We just wanted to offer some free screenings to the community to get them in, get their blood pressure checked, you know, body mass index, anything that they might need help with along the way.
Okay, very good. And how long have you guys been doing this?
I would say about 3 years.
I know it's been a couple years for sure. And this takes place once a month. So, and when is it this month?
This month it is tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. in Education Room 1 at the Davis Community Hospital.
Okay, and basically to get there, you just walk in the front doors and take your first left.
Correct, and we're on the left.
Well, you're on the left, right. You're on the left, right. You're on the left after you take that that first left there.
Yes.
Tell us what screenings are going to be involved tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're going to be checking blood pressures, body mass index. We're going to do cholesterol finger stick, and we're also offering discounted labs, cholesterol panel, glucose panel, and the Chem-16 panel, which are all fasting labs for a reduced rate.
Okay, you mentioned what I wanted to talk about, which was the fasting. If someone's going to do some of these tests tomorrow, what do they need to do today to get ready?
Actually, they just need to not eat 8 hours prior to coming to have their labs done in the morning. So okay. As long as they're fasting for at least 8 hours, it'll be an accurate lab result.
All right, so if you have supper tonight, just don't have a breakfast tomorrow.
That's
can
right.
Have some, you can have water, I guess.
Yes, you can have water and black coffee as long as you don't have any creamers or sugars added.
Okay. And then once you get done with the test, then you can go have some breakfast.
Certainly.
All right. Is there any cost to any of these?
The lab draws, they are $25 and $40, mm-hmm. Which, like I said, is really reduced. The cholesterol finger stick is free, blood pressure is free, and the body mass index is free.
Okay. And do you guys have any success stories? Has anyone come back? You've been doing this for a couple of years now. Has anyone come back and said, you know, you found something that was going on that I really would not have known it was going on if you hadn't done this, or any kind of stories like that that you've heard?
We do have several stories. A lot of times when we do the bone density scan, you know, ladies are diagnosed with osteoporosis afterwards, or if their lab work comes back high, they find out they have cholesterol issues. So, yeah, we have found several that maybe would not have been diagnosed as early otherwise.
That's good. That's good. That's very good. Now, are there any of the tests that are free? I think there's some tests that are free.
Tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Yes, the blood pressure, the body mass index, and the cholesterol finger stick are all free.
Okay. Do they have to have an appointment to come and do that?
Absolutely not. It's 8 to 10. It's walk-in. You're there maybe 5 minutes.
Okay. Very good. If someone's got questions, what do they need to do to get a hold of someone to find out some more information?
You can call me. My direct line is 812-257-7595.
Okay. And you've got a website, I'm sure.
We do. And it is posted on the website and on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, I believe.
Wow.
We are on social media.
You've got to be there today. You've got to be there in this day and age. That's where people are. So, all right, well, give us the details again. This happens tomorrow. And give us the details again if someone wants to come and take advantage of your free health screenings.
It is 8 to 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. tomorrow morning, the Davis Community Hospital in Education Room 1, walk-ins.
Walk-ins. And if you're going to tell us again which tests that you have to fast for.
The cholesterol and glucose panel lab draw, it is $25. And then the Chem-16 cholesterol panel is also an 8-hour fasting lab, and it is $40.
Okay. And is that, I assume that's payable right then and there?
Yes.
It's not like an insurance
nope.
turn-in thing?
No. You just pay cash, and we send it off.
That was my next question. Cash only?
Cash or check.
Cash or check. Okay, very good. Anything else that we're forgetting to talk about this morning?
I just want to remind everyone mm-hmm. that we have our annual Women's Health Fair coming up mm-hmm. February 14th. It's going to be 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Davis Community Hospital as well. It's going to be lots of free services, lots of giveaways.
I think we're even going to be broadcasting that morning.
You will be. All morning with us.
All morning. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about that. Is that something that you have to pre-register for? Can you just come in that day? How's that going to work?
You can come in that day. The only thing that we ask is if you're going to do a digital mammogram, we need that to be scheduled. Flyers are out and about. Again, it's all over social media. So, no, but you don't need an appointment for anything else.
Now, was it purposely put on Valentine's Day?
Well, no. Actually, we just tried to pick a day that was available. The rooms were available, right, and some of the other vendors would be available to come.
Well, that's nice that it's, you know, talking about hearts and things like that.
Right.
And
you're
going to put it on Valentine's. Yeah, there you go. Very good. And that's coming up on the 14th. And is that going to be in the same place?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, Davies Community Hospital has a lot of things going on. And again, the best way to get more information about anything going on in the hospital is?
To contact me at 812-257-7595.
All right, Jill Campbell, thanks for coming in bright and early this morning. And we appreciate you taking advantage of Take 5 for your community.
Thank you so much.